Goeiemôre en welkom terug, dis nou 9:39 en jy luister na Keisy at Work met my Analda en dis verskriklik lekker op my eerste program, ons voel die Friday vibes vanochtend. And this morning we have a very exciting guest joining us at Keisy at Work, someone who truly lives out the message of never giving up. So he's a model, a motivational speaker, a fitness enthusiast, and someone who is passionate about helping others dream bigger and push harder. From the world of fashion and TV to inspiring others through his journey, he brings energy, confidence, and a powerful message that is just talking resilience. So please help me welcome Luciano Manuel. Luciano, very welcome. And let's start at the beginning. Tell us a bit about your journey. How did you get into modeling and motivational speaking?
Good morning, Anelda. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Keisy. Oh, 107.7. I just want to welcome all the greeters out there, the fans, the family, and also all the listeners out there. I'm Victorino Luciano Manuel. Those can call me also just Luciano Manuel. And I am honored to be here today.
Thank you so much, Luciano. And the message behind never giving up, never give up is in your bio. What does that mean to you personally, and where does that mindset come from?
So, never giving up came from my first TV show called WWE. For those who know, it's a wrestling show, and John Cena was one of the biggest wrestlers that I was a big fan of, and his motto was never giving up. Then there's another one, for those who don't know, there's Jesus out there. And he never gave up on us, you know, he paved the way, he was crucified, and he was slaughtered, and he didn't give up on us. So I just feel like if he didn't give up, why should I give up on others, on myself? So I'm here to inspire you all today to never give up and to live your full dream.
I love that, Luciano. I'm going to ask you to just come and step up next to me. It seems like we have a bit of a technical thing with our microphone. So please pull up a chair and just come and sit here next to me. There we go. So I'm just going to repeat that quickly, Luciano. Sorry about that. Please tell us again where your journey started and how you got into modeling and motivational speaking.
Well, so modeling started when in 2017 I was part of our school's pageants and Mr. and Mrs. Spring and that type of thing. And that's where it started for me. I remember I received a contract after becoming first place with LCL, and they were a modeling agency but soon closed. And the next year I was looking up and I saw they're now a cleaning company. And I was like, what's happening now? Is my dream finished? And I continued with that, with the journey in modeling. And I always attended fashion shows and did few fashion shows myself. The last Resurrection Fashion Show, Edition 1 and 2. Those were the stepping stones for me, building my career and making sure that I network and meet with people in order to grow as a person and as an individual model. So yeah, that's where it started for me.
That's incredible. Just networking and how life just take you on a different journey, and when you always meet the right people at the right time. So you talk about never give up in your bio. What does that mean to you personally? And just, where did that mindset of never giving up come from?
So the mindset of never giving up came from WWE, my biggest wrestler, John Cena, and also from our biblical point of view, Jesus. So to never give up is always been something that has been with me, that has helped me grow as a person, to never give up on my dreams, even on others, you know. And that is what has kept me motivated so far, is just not to give up on myself. Because if John Cena kept on fighting his way through and to prove to the world that he will not give up, he will win that title, then so it be. He won so many other titles. And Jesus was crucified, slaughtered, and yet he continued walking with a cross. So why should we give up when things get difficult? So that is my mindset and my point of view where I come from. So never giving up will always be a part of me, and I hope to inspire someone with that today.
I really love that. And as I'm looking at you while you're talking, I can really see that fighting spirit inside of you, and I love that. So every journey has challenges, right? What has been one of your biggest obstacles, and how did you push through that?
Wow, speaking about obstacles, I had a few obstacles in my life. And one of them was being through my mom and my dad wasn't married at the time. When they had me, my mom passed away when I was still 3 years old. So I have no memory of her. And I was with my dad and always having to be moved around to different provinces and having to adapt. And also with identity, I think my Muslim name at the time was Victorino. I mean, was Arshadin, my father's name he gave me. And my biological name on my ID is Victorino Luciano Manuel. And growing up, I think having to have Christian family and Muslim family, that was like a challenge, because I could not find my identity. Like, who am I? Like, when I'm in Klerksdorp, I have to be Muslim. I'm Muslim because that's how I was reared. When I am in Cape Town, then I'm brought to church, and I'm, you know, so that was two worlds for me that I had to kind of adjust and kind of fight with my identity, like, who am I? And I had to adjust and just learn and experience the different cultures and religions to kind of grow and broaden my mindset. So I think that was my biggest obstacle, but I'm proud that I have overcome that obstacle.
I'm very proud of you as well. I can see how you've grown through it, and that's a remarkable story. You work in industry where confidence is really key, and then you're modeling, speaking, judging. What advice would you give someone who's struggling with confidence?
Confidence starts within. And I think many times we don't believe in ourselves because of certain things that people has transferred to you. Like growing up, when people give you negative thoughts and negative things, they tell you that you're not good enough or you will never make it in life. That is one of the things that I had to hear from my own dad. And it was kind of tough. But I would tell somebody out there today that you should never give up. And also confidence come within. So you need to tell yourself every day that I am worth it. I am good enough. Jesus died for me, so I am enough. And you know, once you start believing in those words, constantly looking yourself in the mirror and just assuring yourself that I am enough. I am capable. I will try. Even though I fail 1,000 times, I will get up and I will move. I will not sit still in my cocoon and just rot. So that would be my advice to someone out there, is just to keep on trying and to be confident. Confidence is not something you are born with. It's something you have to learn. It's a skill you need to develop on how do I speak to people? How do I look at myself? How do I treat myself? Because if you don't treat yourself well, you're not going to be able to treat somebody else well. So that's how I receive that. Confidence is key.
I love that, Luciano. So you're also a fitness enthusiast. How does your fitness play a role in your mindset and in your success?
Wow, that is a big one. I think my fitness journey also started at school. I was part of the cross country and running miles and miles and just getting out of breath. For me, that was like, you know that feeling when your chest is tight and your legs is burning, but you're pushing through. So for me, that fitness journey has always kept me somehow stable, blood flowing. It makes me think better. It makes me move better. It makes me fit. It makes me younger. So that was my journey. And I've started my fitness journey last year, last year June, and I joined Candace, Phenomenal Fitness Fam, who's listening. Yeah, they have been my family at the gym as well, so I could go at night, I would get the ride home, and just to know that I'm in a safe community to not only work out, but to have a good de-stress reliever, because we talk, we have music, and sometimes after a long day of work and just having to be at the gym with that vibe makes it so much better, because you know you can work out, you can release whatever needs to be released, and you can go home feeling much more lighter.
I love that. Staying younger, having family, getting a vibe.
Definitely.
It makes me feel like I want to go work out.
Please, you should.
So for someone listening right now who feels stuck and unsure of their path, what would you say to them today?
Yeah, that is a deep question. But if I have to tell somebody out there who's feeling stuck, who's feeling alone, who's, you know, I'll tell them that they're not alone. I'll tell them that you are enough, you are loved. Because many times we don't hear it from the people we want to hear it from. But if somebody out there knows that, can just notice you and see you, and just to let you know that I'm thinking of you, you know, it makes you feel much more released, much more seen. And people want to be seen, and people want to be loved. So once you get yourself in a circle of people where you matter, there is where everything will start for you. Because at the end of the day, if you're not going to be with people that is going to uplift you, you're going to feel drained, you're going to feel tired, you're going to feel alone. And we are people, we feel lonely, and that's why we need to make sure that we connect ourselves with the people that matter, with the people that care, with the people that see, and also to dig into our spirituality, because I feel the deeper we connect with God, the lighter that will come, that feeling of alone, that feeling of I have no one to talk to, because we can always speak to God. He is the one that always listens to us.
I love that, Luciana. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your story and your incredible energy with us. And to our listeners, remember, big dreams start with small steps and the decision to never give up. Luciana, thank you very much. We are quickly going for an ad break, and we will be back right after that.